हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Mind things that I want to become Prime Minister of India.
Can you count today how many people are desiring to become Prime Minister of India? Many, many people, right? And Tulsi is only one. So one is happy and rest all are always unhappy. They are trying to see that when I will be on the chair. One person has tried his best all throughout his life and now he contested for presidency of India. And become president of India. Because he realized that now there is no more scope for him to become Prime Minister. So misery is caused by the mind. Mind is desiring so many things. Many, many people are desiring that Aishwarya Rai should become his wife. But she can become wife of only one person. Then she is already married. But many people are like, their hearts are beating and they look at her. So mind is troubling by desiring something which is not achievable. And there are miseries caused by other living entities. I am sleeping in the night very nicely. I am very tired. Saturday night I want to really sleep till 8 o'clock in the morning. And as soon as I go back, go to bed, the dogs start barking in the corner. And I just can't do anything. They are barking, barking and fighting among themselves for hours together. And simply, we are up, what to do? Or you forgot to close the netted window, which is having nets. And then mosquitoes enter and they bite you everywhere in the night. You can't sleep. And there is virus and there is bacteria. And there are so many things, other living entities, which are troubling us. More and more, newer and newer diseases are coming because more and more viruses are coming which were not existing before. When I studied medicine, there was no chikungunya. Dengue was a small note, short note. Now, dengue is a big subject matter today. Leptospirosis, short note. Now, leptospirosis is a big issue in Bombay. When there are floods of patients with leptospirosis. Because they walk in the floods, all the rats, out of fear, pass urine, and in the urine there is a leptospirosis. Personality, biting you and giving you a disease, is a very dreadful disease. So, miseries caused by other living entities, including human beings also. Your neighbor is troubling you, your landlord is troubling you, your colleague is troubling you, your boss is troubling you, your teacher is troubling you, your tutor is troubling you, or you are troubling them. So, and third thing is troubles caused by the nature. Who can stop them? Even when in California, the Pacific Ocean takes over the land through the cyclone, everybody is inside the White House. When the cyclone stops, then they come out and the rescue measures start. Which means what? Against natural calamities, no power on earth can work. The natural calamity has to stop, then only the rescue work can start. I worked in Bhuj, in 2001, there was an earthquake. And I stayed for 35 days and worked for a full year there. Only after the whole crack was over, earthquake happened, then all the rescue work started. But nobody could prevent the earthquake. So, misery is caused by nature. So, birth, old age, disease and death, and misery is caused by mind, misery is caused by other living entities, and misery is caused by the nature. We are all subject to all these miseries. Whether we are medical students, whether we are postgraduates, whether we are established consultants, whether we are directors of medical institutions, we are all subject to the miseries caused by all these items. And we are dealing into one aspect of disease in very, very great depth, right from anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, pharmacology, forensic medicine, and you can go on, medicine, surgery, gynecology, and so many subjects are there now. So many more specializations are coming out. As more and more diseases come out, more and more specializations come out. I'm sure at the time they will come, there will be a department of oncology caused by mobiles. Very soon it will come. Everybody stuck to the mobile with microwave, haunting them on their brain very close by. And the cancers are soon going to come. Maybe within 10 years or 15 years time you'll see. There will be branches of oncology into mobile pathology. So point I am trying to convey is, we are all suffering from various things, either one or more or combinations of many of these seven things. The real goal of life is not to simply cure the disease. The real goal of life is to understand why the disease is there. And the root cause of disease is this body that we are in. And the cause of this body, that we have rebelled against the sovereignty of the Lord, and we have come down to live independently, and we have to accept this body because of the desire to live independently or rebelliously to the Lord. And this body is subject to three modes of material nature, sattva guna, rajaguna, tamaguna, subject to the threefold miseries we have just explained to you, and subject to birth, old age, disease and death. And so many indescribable multiple troubles that world is giving you. And we have hit the root cause. The root cause is that our independent desire to live without the blessings of the Lord, without the rule of the Lord, without the law of the Lord. We want to live independently. Is the sound enough? Can you speak the sound a little bit? For hours badaing? So that is why Lord Krishna is coming again and again in the world. Yada yada yadharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutana madharmasya tadatmana sujame. We have heard this verse on Mahabharata serial several times, right? Everybody must be knowing by heart. Just hold it properly, please. Whenever there is decline of religion, whenever there is upsurge of irreligion, and whenever there is need to establish dharma again, I come down again and again, in various forms, in various times. Lord Krishna doesn't need to come in the material world. Today we are celebrating His birthday, that means He has taken birth in this material world. His abode where He lives is full of all pleasures. Is full of eternity. The time that is very effective in this world, in the form of taking everything away from us, that time is inconspicuous by its absence in the material, in the spiritual world. Krishna is surrounded by millions and millions and trillions of devotees who love Him very much, who are selfless, who are dedicated, who are one-pointed surrender to His will, are all living over there and serving Him with great love. Why He needs to come down here? In this world we have left Him. We have left Him and we want to live independent of Him. We don't want to accept His sovereignty. We don't want to accept Him as Lord. We want to become our own Lords. Live our own life independently. And in the guise we are performing so many activities which entangle us into this material world. Into more and more karmical reactions. I'm sure when you are sitting here as a medical student, multiples of you must have tried to become a medical student. Is that right? Maybe some of them must have worked harder than you also. And some of them have not got admission. So, you are the cream. And the milk has gone away. The milk has tried to get in. But the cream has got in. Right? That means what? So many of us are struggling to achieve something. And so some of us are getting and some of us are not getting. So I was talking about why Krishna should come to this place. This place is filled with misery. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Ma upaityitu kamateya dukhalayam ashashvatam. This place is not only full of misery, it is also temporary. Whatever you see today, you will not see tomorrow. Our youth today will become old age tomorrow. Our old age today will become death tomorrow. And again there will be birth. And our health today will become disease tomorrow. Today I am alright, again tomorrow I am in the hospital. Again I go to hospital, again I get well, again I go back to hospital. Right from day one, moment one of life, till the moment last of life, we visit doctors unlimited number of times. And so many times, the doctors don't have any answers, so we go to homeopathy, we go to Ayurvedic, we go to Yunani, we go to acupuncture, we go to acupressure, we go to so many pathies just to solve our problems. And sometimes we don't get answers anywhere in the world. Recently I saw a patient who had 2 months of low grade fever. And 2 months he underwent so many tests. About 2 lakhs of rupees is spent. You know, every single, first level, second level, third level, fourth level, every single level he was a rich man, so he could afford, his company was sponsoring everything. And after spending 2 lakh rupees for 2 full months, still low grade fever was going on every single day. So he said, what to do now? I've done everything what doctor has told me. Then he went to doctor of Ayurveda. And he said, he took his lifestyle history. And he said, what time do you sleep? I sleep at 2 a.m. in the morning. What time eat your lunch? 5 p.m. in the evening. What time you eat your dinner? 11:30 in the night. What time you get up? I get up at 5 in the morning. What time you sleep? 2 o'clock in the morning. So you need to just change your lifestyle. So sleep at 9:30 for a few days. Eat at 8 o'clock in the evening. Eat these foods. Take this much amount of rest. And believe me, in 8 days you will enter it. He had no problem actually. But still, without having any problem, he had lots of problems. It was rooted in the mind and his emotions and his lifestyle that he was going through. And he was suffering. He had all the money, but with all the money and all the resources and all the time that he spent, still he could not get relieved of his low-grade fever, which was really disgusting because nowadays fevers are very bad. When you get a fever, you don't get diagnosed. People are staying in hospital for so many days, go back home without fever, but no diagnosis. It's so difficult subject matter nowadays. So the point is, whatever you do, there is no TV here. And still Krishna comes in this material world. Why he comes? Because he loves all of us. As the Brahmadev was mentioned, the Lord Krishna is saying, Mama Ivancho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. You are all my loving parts and parcels. Eternal parts and parcels. I love you, you are my children. You have left me. And I am trying to live in the material world alone. It's like a child, you know, who's a youngster. He's rebelled with his father, fought with his father, left home and went away. But still the father will keep on inquiring through friends and through well-wishers. Where is my son? What is he doing? Where is he sleeping? Where is he eating? Is he alright? Is he lost weight? Or how is he looking these days? Is he happy? He'll keep on inquiring because he loves. And somehow the father will keep on trying through various means to get the son back home. Because the father knows that the child's happiness is simply to come back home. Stay with the father. Just be with the father. And as soon as father will leave this world, everything what father has will become yours. There's no need to fight with the father and go away and live on the streets and work hard without studying, without getting good proper food, staying in rental houses with sharing accommodations. Father will keep trying to tell the child, please come back. It's alright, we fought, we had argument. But I love you, you are my child. The same way the Supreme Father behaves. Although in trillions of numbers we have left him. Some of them are not in human bodies also. Some of them are in animal bodies, some of them are in insect bodies, some of them are in, you know, fish bodies and tree bodies and bird bodies, and we don't know. 84 lakhs of species. They are not different from us. Just the rest is different. But he comes. He comes here. So that, you know, there is something called as amnesia in medical terminology. I don't know how many students know amnesia. Amnesia means you forget things. Sometimes a big accident takes place, you get an injury on the brain, on the skull, and you forget all your past. So what's the treatment for amnesia? The person is taken to the places and to the events and to the situations where he was before, to the people he was before, and he is reminded of all those things. And gradually by repeated sessions of his reminders, his memory comes back. It takes a long time, but it does come back. So Lord Krishna comes down here and performs his pastimes and tries to again remind all of us who are amnesia patients, who have forgotten him, left him long, long, long time back. Many lifetimes have been spent over here in the material world in various dresses, human dress, animal dress, bird dress, fish dress, and so many other dresses we have worn. Now we have totally forgotten him. We don't even know him. So he comes down, performs his pastimes, and reminds us that I am here. And tries to attract our hearts to his wonderful pastimes. And even though he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, all the best things in the world are in abundance with him, still not to bore you and me, he comes down in different forms at different times. He doesn't come as Sri Krishna only at all times. He comes as Lord Ramchandra sometimes. Takes bow and arrow, takes his brother Lakshman. Balramji comes as Lakshman. And Radharani comes as Sita. And they perform pastimes of Maryada Purushottam. Sometimes he comes as Narasimha Bhagavan, half man, half lion, comes from a pillar. And tears the demon apart and saves the devotee Prahlad and pleases everybody. Many people say that, why Lord has to come out of the pillar? He could have gone inside the heart, in the main aorta, and cut there, finished. Why you have to break a pillar and, you know, make a roaring sound and, my God, with a big warfare and then tear the human apart and take his intestines out and throw the heart out and then fight with all other demons and make a big war there, ghastly things and blood and flesh everywhere. Can just go inside and take a microphone, get inside the aorta, put the chakra over there and finish him off. There's no need of doing anything. Nobody does come outside so that all of us can talk about it. All of us can enjoy the beautiful pastime. I'm telling you, whenever this pastime is performed on television on some serial, when Hiranyakashipu is killed, everybody is slapping, whatever happens. Why? Because everybody wants to see the evil being destroyed. Lord comes down personally and does it. And sometimes he comes as fish, sometimes he comes as tortoise, sometimes he comes as Parshuram, sometimes he comes as so many wonderful forms. So that we have all the time things to talk about him. Just talking about him is so powerful. It is called a Shruti. Shruti means sound vibration. Which means we hear about something. How many of you have gone to USA in this assembly? How many of you have gone to USA? No one. How many of you believe in USA? Maybe all of you believe in USA. Because you have not gone there, but you have heard about it. You have seen the maps. And you must have met people who have come from there. And that's how we believe in USA, even if you have not gone there. Rukmini was one personality like this. She had not met Krishna. She was in Vidarbha, in today's Nagpur. And Krishna was in Mathura before, then he was in Hastinapur, that is Delhi today. Then he was in Dwarka, which is Dwarka, Gujarat. But she always heard about him right from his childhood. All his wonderful pastimes, wonderful activities that he was doing. And she was so attracted to him just by hearing about him that she decided that I will marry with this person only. Only one person I will give my heart to. And although she was forced by her brother Rukmi to marry with his friend Shishupal, she was not interested. She sent a Brahmin with a letter, love letter, very beautiful love letter. You must read that love letter. Very nice love letter. Because love is our nature, it's not something very odd or something. It's all our nature. And then the Brahmin bought Krishna, and Krishna lifted her in between all the assembly of the princes in the world. That is the first time she saw Krishna. Then actually came on chariot and lifted her amongst all the princes of the world. See the power of hearing about their personality. That she sold her heart to him just by hearing about it. So we are not going to see Krishna today. We are having his, you know, we call it Vigraha. Vigraha means the deity of Krishna. He's exactly like Krishna. But we don't see him moving and doing things with us, interacting with us. But we are hearing about him. He has done pastimes 5,000 plus years in the past, in the end of Dwapar Yuga. And whatever he has done, including stealing butter, teasing gopis, playing at the bank of Jamuna, and doing so many things in Dwarka, arranging whole Mahabharata war, going to Mathura and killing Kamsa, so many activities he has done. For us to simply go on repeating, hearing and repeating and hearing. And believe me, if there is a famous movie, and you all go 3 times and 4 times and 5 times, you go 7th time and 10th time, maybe you will get bored. And mostly nowadays you will go 2nd time also you will get bored, I'm sure. So not like movies at our time, you know. The movie was there, Anand, Rajesh Khanna and Amitabh Bachchan. I saw it 5 times. And all the dialogues were by heart. The story was very good. Even today we, in our hospice palliative care, the dying patient's care, exactly what happened with the movie. There's some substance in the story. But today's movies, no substance, only time pass. Some music here and there. I'm sorry to say, but this is today's world. But about Krishna, the same story, you can go on hearing again and again and again, and you will never get bored. The same name of Krishna we are chanting for last 25 to 30 years, the same mantra, every morning. And believe me, in last 27, 28 years, I have never felt why the same mantra? Can we change the mantra now? It's 5 years over now. We have 5.5 years of MBBS course. It's over now. Can we change the mantra now? So enough. No. Every day and night, every moment when we chant the holy name of the Lord, there is a newer and newer realization and newer and newer happiness. There is a difference between any other story and Lord Krishna's story. That's the difference between any other story and Lord Ramchandra's story. And any other story of the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead. He give these stories to you, Lord Kamsa. Again I told you, to kill Kamsa, and to kill the Kauravas, or to kill so many things which he killed, you know, in Vrindavan, out of Vrindavan. He just needed to go inside, he had the Lagima Siddhi. Lagima Siddhi means he can become the smallest of the smallest. He can become the lightest of the lightest. Go inside and cut off the vessels inside and finish the body. Why do we have a Mahabharata war of 18 days and 18 Aksham healing? Trillions of people have to build weapons and fight and kill and then victorious, this and that. Just to give all of us a subject to discuss. In Vrindavan also, when he would do what wonderful pastimes, Yashoda Devi and the gopis would make songs, would make poetries and sing the next day. Whatever he has done today will become a song tomorrow, will become a celebration tomorrow, and will become talk of the town tomorrow. And all the gopis, all the gopas, all the brijvasis will keep on discussing what our dear Krishna did. The like example in the material world, you go to any just married girl, what she talks the whole day to her friends, what her husband did, what he taught, what he brought for her. And then after some time, child takes birth, and the girl who is just married, having a kid, she will talk to her friends all day about the child only. Today he did this, today he did that, he turned, he opened his eye, he makes this sound, he takes sound, I gave this soup and I gave that juice, and whole day. Why? Because that gives pleasure to the heart of the mother. Whatever the child does, the mother will keep on repeating to her friends till she is satisfied. N number of times she will repeat. Till the child goes to school and then he gets into medical college. Recently one of my friend's son got admission in KM Hospital, GS Medical College. All the time on the phone telling her people and friends and acquaintances, my son got in medicine. He was 125th all over India. First choice KM Hospital, he got admission. So much he's talking. Because of love. Because of love, whatever our lovable object does, we keep on talking about it. And Lord Sri Krishna is the most loving object of our love, of our life. So you can say life and soul. So on this occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, we are in the season of Janmashtami. Janmashtami is at some places tomorrow, at some places day after tomorrow. But in this season, for at least a month, different places will keep on holding Janmashtami festivals. They will have Abhishek, they will have Brahmas, they will depict the different pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna into a variety of Brahmas. They will distribute prasadam, and they will do decorations, and they will do offerings, and they will call people, and they will all get decorated themselves beautifully, and they will distribute flowers, and they will wish everybody, they will be all happy. This will go on for at least a month. Till the next festival comes, Janmashtami will go on. And what is the purpose? So that we please Krishna. By simply offering a flower or a fruit, a little water, with love and devotion, and to please him and to get connected with him. So I will today, in brief, narrate to you the story of birth of Krishna. Because it is said that, Janma karma chame divyam evam ye veti tatvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma. What is that? Naiti mameti so Arjuna. Lord Krishna is saying, one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance, we are not saying birth of Krishna, we are saying appearance of Krishna, because he appears like sun. And my activities, my leelas, he will not take birth again in the material world at the end of his life. Tyaktva deham, at the time of giving up his body, na punarjanma, there will be no punarjanma for him. That's why we need to discuss about Sri Krishna. Discussing about Sri Krishna delivers us from all the bondages of millions of activities that are we doing in the world. Every action and reaction, we suffer the reaction, we enjoy the reaction, again get bound with the newer and newer actions and reactions, and this chain of reaction goes on. Those unlimited knots of actions and reactions are broken down simply by hearing of the Supreme Lord. And that is the purpose of celebrating Janmashtami. So long back, Kamsa was living in this world, and his atrocities were so much, so many, that the Mother Earth became burdened with his atrocities. You know, Mother Earth, She has so many mountains and so many palaces and so many things on her body. But she never gets burdened. It's like a mother. Maybe the mother will get a child of sometimes 7 pounds. Is it possible? 8 pounds? But does the mother, child become heavy for the mother in time? No, never. It's burden of love. So like that, as long as people are living with religious principles, the earth does not get burdened. But a lie, that is asatya, or sinful activities, burden the earth. The earth cannot bear it. And it really, it was too much for earth to bear. So earth took a form of a cow and went to Lord Brahma and told that I am too much burdened with the sinful activities of Kamsa and all his team, which he has gathered together all over the world. By doing Digvijay, he's gone all over the world, in corners of the world, challenged people, especially demons, subdued them, and made them his subordinates. And all those people together are creating such havoc in the world. I cannot continue my life anymore and my services to the human being. So Brahmaji took her to Vishnu, pleaded, offered prayers. I'm telling you in short everything. And Vishnu gave darshan. And he said that there is somebody more than me who has to come down now. It is not my work. So he said, who is that person? He said, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of all Vishnus, Sri Hari, Sri Krishna, he only has to come down to solve this problem. He said, where is he? He says, he is beyond this Brahmanda, beyond this universe. So they are demigods with the mother cow, I mean earth as mother cow. He said, we want to go and visit him and lead him. So Vishnu, along with Brahma, Shiva and all the demigods with mother cow, all the way went to that place, beyond the Brahmanda, crossed the Brahmanda and went to the Brahma Jyoti and went to the spiritual world where Lord Krishna is residing. And then Lord Krishna gave them darshan and told them that, do not worry, I will soon come and solve the problem. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushyutam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So then Lord Krishna told all the demigods that all of you take birth in Mathura, in Vrindavan Gokul, in Dwarka Hastinapur. You all take birth in different houses, especially in Yadukul, in Yadav families, and I will come as son of Vasudev and Devaki and I will destroy Kamsa and all the demons in the world. Now, some history I will tell you. There was a king called Devamida. He was a great virtuous king and he had many wives. He had Kshatriya wives, he had Vaishya wives, that means mercantile community ladies and, you know, chivalrous families ladies. And he got one son called Parjanya from Vaishya wife. And he was a very great pious soul. He lived, settled down in Gokul. And he got one son called Shurasen, who was Kshatriya, or Kshatriya wife's son, who settled down in Mathura as a king. And then Shurasen gave birth to Vasudev. Also, he gave birth to one girl called Kunti, who was given to her his friend Kunti Bhoja, who reared her in childhood as a promise. And also Shishupal was born out of one of the sisters of Vasudev. And here Parjanya gave birth to 5 sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda and Nandan. And his 5 sons, Nanda Maharaj was one of them, who gave birth to Krishna, who actually got married to Yashoda, and Krishna was given to him as a foster son. So this Vasudeva and Devaki, what was their past life? In the past lifetimes, these 2 personalities, husband and wife, they performed 12,000 years of tapasya. How they performed tapasya? Simply by eating the dried leaves which fell from the ground, on the tree, from the trees of the ground. They consumed that. They controlled their senses, they performed austerities, they followed our religious principles and focused their attention, dhyana, on Sri Krishna for 12,000 celestial years, which means one day of that year becomes 6 months of this earth. Like that, 12,000 years they performed tapasya. At the end of that, Sri Hari, Sri Krishna appeared to them. And he said, please ask boon. What do you want? So they didn't ask for liberation. He said, I want you. We want you as our son. Or we want a son like you. So the Lord thought that there is nobody like me. So I only will come to you as son. And not only once, I will come to you as 3 times as son. So first time, Prishni and Sutapa. Sutapa was a great Prajapati. Prajapati means the golden egg. Sutapa and Prishni, to him, to them, he came as Prishni Garbha. Second time when they incarnated as Aditi and Kashyapa Muni, at that time, Lord Sri Krishna took birth as Vamanadeva. You must have heard the story of Vamanadeva, Mahabali and Vamanadeva. And third time, they came as Vasudeva and Devaki. And that time, he comes as Krishna. Now, this all Krishna only is reminding them. When Krishna comes as Krishna to them, Krishna is reminding them, do you may not remember your past lives, but I remember your past lives. You are so and so, and I came to you as so and so in the past. And then, Lord Sri Krishna, when he told that I will come as Sanda Vasudeva, then he will say, my incarnation, first expansion, Shesha will come as Balaram. Lakshmiji will come as Rukmini at the house of Bhishmaka in Vidarbha, in Nagpur. And he said, Parvati will come as Jambavati, who gave birth to Samba, who got married with, whose daughter of Jambuva, who was in Ramayana, you must have remembered. And he said, the Viraja river in the spiritual world will become Yamuna here. And he also said, Ganga will come as one of my eight wives, Mitravinda. And Kamadev, the Cupid, will come as Pratyumna, son of Rukmini. And like that he went on describing. And those who, and the Vasus, whose name is Drona and Thara, they will come as Nanda and Yashoda. And he went on describing who will come as what. The great list is there in Garga Sanhita. And the Lord has said, I will come. And here what happened, that at one time in the assembly of Ugrasena in Mathura, Ugrasena sitting like a king of demigods in a very elevated platform, Mahasana, glorified like Indra. And in the assembly, Garga Muni comes. And Garga Muni is seated on the asana of Ugrasena Maharaj. Ugrasena Maharaj worshipped him. Akrura and Devaka, the father of Devaki, and Kamsa were standing there in rapt attention to glorify Garga Muni. And Garga Muni told that time, oh Devaka, your daughter Devaki, the best match for her is Vasudev, the son of Sulasen. Please get your daughter married with Vasudev. And taking the order of a sage, Garga Muni, to his heart, immediately Vasudev got married with Devaki. And Devaka, the king Devaka, gave big charity. 1 lakh cows, and 2 lakh chariots, and 10 lakh horses, and 10 lakh elephants, and all the ornaments, and 1 lakh of maid servants were ornamented like that. And this occasion was so pompously celebrated, the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. And Vasudeva was a Satyavachari, fixed on his principle of truth, very dear to Kamsa also. And Devaki was very dear sister, cousin sister of Kamsa, son of Ugrasena. So Kamsa, the Yuvraj, the crown prince, he thought that I will not let the Sarathi draw the chariot of my sister and newly married husband, her husband, who is my brother-in-law. I will take the chariot myself. I will become the Sarathi. I will hold the reins in my hand, take the chabuk in my hand and drive the chariot back to the husband's house of my sister. That means he is sacrificing his crown prince position and is becoming a charioteer for her sister, for his sister. And then, suddenly, when the beautiful songs are being sung, nice mantras are being chanted by Brahmins, and nice musical instruments, nice dancing is going on, everybody is decorated very well, everybody is happy, and the newly married husband and wife are very happily, you know, nice, cool, fragrant breeze is blowing, and they are simply enjoying the ride back home after marriage. And suddenly what happens? Suddenly there is a sound in the sky, we call Akashvani. The demigods resound. The sound resounded, oh foolish Kamsa, you don't know that the eighth son of this dear sister of yours, Devaki, will be the cause of your death, oh fool Kamsa. And instantly all the love that he was exhibiting finished. Why? Because demonic people appear to be loving only till their selfish interests are satisfied. As long as their interests are not disturbed, they will appear to be very friendly, nicely. And one moment of their selfish interest being lost, they will become immediately cruel to you. Immediately they will start fighting. and do every possible thing. So this particular person, just now sacrifices crownman position and become a charioteer, suddenly took out a sword. His sword was so powerful, the demigods would tremble. Just he would take out his sword. Demigods in the sky would tremble. That sword he took out to kill a woman, to kill his own sister Devaki. Immediately he held her by hair, pulled her down, and he was about to chop her head off. Na rahega baas, na bajegi baasri. Na rahegi Devaki, na hoga uska aatma putra. Immediately, a well-composed, cool-minded Vasudev, even in that dire emergency condition, did not lose his cool. Immediately held the hand of Kamsa and said, Kamsa, you are a veer. You are a chivalrous personality. You are a Kshatriya. You are Chakravarti Samrat. You know when you went for Digvijay, at that time what happened? You were conquering demons after demons and demons after demons. And then you conquered Bakasura also. And her sister, his sister came to fight with you, Putana. And you said, you are a woman and I will not fight with you. You become my sister and become my friend. You have called a demoness as your sister and you left him, left her alone without fighting with her. This is your own sister whom you love. And what people will speak of you? You have conquered such demons like Ravartha, Pralamba, Narakasur, and named them. Such a big list of demons you have subdued. They are all your servants. They paid taxes to you. And that personality, Kamsa, who is a conqueror of the all directions, Digvijayi, is going to kill a woman? They will just befool you. You lose your fame. So kill up your sister. She is worthy of your mercy and kindness. Don't kill her. But still Kamsa was trembling with anger. These all arguments did not fit in his brain. And Vasudev, still composed and cool, he wanted to save the situation in his life also. And he knew that the Supreme Personality of God, as per the Akashvani, is going to come down as the eighth son of me and Devaki. So I must allow this to happen also. Otherwise, how the world will become peaceful? He wanted to perform that service of creating eight children. So the eighth one will be the child of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said, anyway, Kamsa, what are you fearful of? The eighth son of mine? You have no fear for me and my wife, that is your sister. They are not the cause of your death. So I promise you that each and every son, as soon as he is born, I will bring him to you and you can do whatever you want. Now Vasudev is saying this. Now he is not just talking about emotions. He was famous all over the world for his word. He will keep his word. So as soon as Vasudev said this, immediately Kamsa took out his sword and put it back in his cover. And he got so upset and disturbed. Just left that place and the chariot went on its own with some of the sarathi back home. And very soon, the first child was born. And now, 1 year has passed in between. And the first child is born. He is also named as Kirtiman. And that child Vasudev brings in assembly of Kamsa. Kamsa says, oh, I can't believe this. That you have come actually with the child. How can you can be so much worthy of your word? I respect you. I honor you. And I tell you now with great honor to you that I don't have any fear for the first baby. Please take your son home and enjoy with him. So they were very happy. But Narada Muni, who is describing this story to Bahulashwa King, he said, I decided to go down and intervene. Because Kamsa's sins are not going to become mature, how Supreme Lord will come? He's going to come as eighth son of. Now these six children which Devaki gave birth, they were the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. And they had committed an offense to Hiranyakashipu. Long, long back in Satyayuga. At that time, the six sons, the six grandsons, Hiranyakashipu had cursed that you will take birth in Dwapar Yuga by a man. The Rakshasas were supposed to be superior to human beings. You will take birth in a human womb and you will be killed as soon as you are born. Because of that curse, these six sons were born one after another. Anyways, the first son was taken back and Kamsa went. Kamsa was visited by Narada Muni and Narada Muni gave one lotus flower to him. Just to bewilder him. He said, Kamsa, hold this lotus flower. Take one leaf, one petal, and take this first and start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Which one is 8? This one is 8. Okay, now take this one as first. And now start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 8 one was different. Now take this one as the first one and start counting. Oh, the 8th one was still different. Do you know the ways of demigods? You don't know how they count. All their counting is very mysterious and very cunning, and you do not know who is the first son, who is the 8th son. Might as well the first son will be the 8th son, who knows? Why are you taking chances? Immediately comes the God disturbed. Up till now he was very happy that I have no fear from the first one. Immediately sent 10,000 soldiers to the house of Vasudev. House arrested him, put chains on him, and dragged the first child and beat him on the stone and smashed him and killed him. Devaki was crying piteously. No, don't do that. You are not having any fear for my first child. So I do not know anything. I don't want to take any chances. And he smashed the first child in front of the eyes of Devaki. And every year Devaki and Vasudev went on giving birth to one child, and 6 children mercilessly at the end of every year were smashed in front of eyes of Vasudev and Devaki by Kamsa. You will ask question, why Devaki has to give birth otherwise? He should have stopped it. Nothing would have happened. But Lord has promised I'll come as 8th child. And she wanted to accept all the miseries, all the difficulties, tolerate everything inconvenient to her heart, and go through the service of giving birth to children. After 6 children were killed, Lord Krishna sent his first Lila avatar, Balram the Shesha. And he appeared in the womb of Devaki. Devaki became very beautiful, effulgent. At the same time, Sri Krishna called his internal potency, Yoga Maya, and told her, go and attract his soul, attract the fetus from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, who is in Gokul. Because as soon as Kamsa arrested Vasudeva Devaki, he sent his wife Rohini, another wife, to Gokul to his friend for protection, so that she can give birth peacefully to a child. So there was already a child in Rohini's womb. And by the power of Yoga Maya, please listen very carefully, these are very intricate things, these don't happen routinely in the world. They are all divine activities. The internal potency of the Lord was told by Krishna to attract his soul, the fetus, from Devaki's womb and transfer it to the womb of Rohini. As soon as Yoga Maya did that, the Shesha merged with the personality in the womb of Rohini. Because Rohini is the eternal mother of Balram. So Balram, original Balram, was already there in the womb of Rohini, and the Shesha, the expansion of Balram, merged with the body of Balram in the womb of Rohini. And within 5 days of that, Garga Sinha mentions, after 5 days of that, Balramji was born on Shravan Shuddha Purnima, full moon night. Now all the Brijvasis and Nanda Maharaj are very happy, and lakhs of cows were donated in the celebration of birth of Balramji. And then Lord Sri Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev. In the material world, when birth takes place, a man and a woman come together, have an activity of sex, and then pregnancy takes place, and 2 cells, 4 cells, zygote is formed, and the fetus is established in the womb of a mother. This is the way we give birth to people. And 9 months of pregnancy, and then through the vaginal passage, the child is born. But divine birth means what? It is not the routine channel of what we expect and what we study in medical sciences. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with all his opulences, appeared in the heart of Vasudev. And Vasudev became very effulgent, very beautiful, and very attractive, like millions of suns at one time, shining radiantly from the body of Vasudev. And then he transferred himself from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. And he said, when Vasudev was having Krishna in his heart fully manifested, Vasudev became very, very blissful. And then Devaki became very blissful. She became radiant and resplendent like millions of suns. All the demigods are getting attracted. Kamsa became fearful. Now by Kaal, the time that is going to destroy me, the personality has now taken shelter in the womb of Devaki's body. And then the Lord moved from Devaki's heart to the womb of Devaki and settled himself there. Now the 6 children which were killed by Kamsa, they signify the 6 enemies of the living entity. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication and envy. Kaam, krodh, love, mada, moha, matsar. So the 6 enemies of a living entity which bind the material living entity in the material world of cycle of birth and death. These 6 children represent the 6 anarthas or unwanted things, and they were destroyed. And then Balramji is supposed to be the original spiritual master, the Guru, who comes and cleanses Vasudeva, Devaki's uterus, which is like our heart. Our heart has all these six anarthas. After they are destroyed, then Balaramji prepares our heart for Krishna to appear, purifies our heart as a spiritual master, original spiritual master. So Baladevji came, prepared the womb of Devaki, suitable for appearance of Krishna. And then Krishna settled himself in the womb of Devaki. When time came, it is very beautifully described, it was Wednesday, it was Rohini Nakshatra, it was Harshana Yoga, it was Tula Lagna, and many, many more things. It was a full moon, it was a Ashtami night, Shravana Vadya Ashtami, that means a dark moon, dark fortnight of Shravana. It was a half moon night, Ashtami night. But as soon as Krishna was about to appear, he appeared in the middle of the night, on Shravana Vadya Ashtami. The moon thought that the full moon, the Purna Chandra, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is going to appear. Why should I remain half? So he became also full. It's a miracle. On the Ashtami day, for Sri Krishna's welcoming activity, the Chandra, the moon god, became full. And have you heard any time that in the night time flowers are blossoming, birds are chirping? Nowhere. But when Krishna was about to appear in the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, all the rivers, all the ponds, all the water reservoirs had blossoming flowers, blossoming lotus flowers, lilies, roses, fragrant flowers were blossoming everywhere. All the birds were making beautiful sounds. All the trees were filled with flowers and fruits. And they were beautiful breezes carrying fragrances of the fragrant flowers. All the breezes were carrying coolness from the rivers, carrying the vashpa, carrying the humidity, along with the fragrance and giving pleasure to everybody. Every situation was full of pleasure. All the demigods were playing instrument in the sky, singing songs and dancing. The yakshas, the kimpurushas, the kindaras, everybody was dancing in the sky to celebrate the appearance of the Lord. And the Lord, in the prison house of Kamsa, shackled mother and father, he appeared in front of them. Not as a small four-pound baby crying, as a full-blown personality of Godhead, with four arms, with long hair, with Pitambara on the waist, with Vaijayanti Mala in the neck, with Kaustubhmani on the chest, with a beautiful crown, with earrings throwing resplendent light on his cheeks, with a dark color hue. And the Lord spoke in divine voice, Ki, O mother, as I told before, the story that he reminded them, I am Prushni Garbha, as you, being mother, Prushni and Sutapa. I was Vamana, when you were Aditi and Kashyapa, and now I am again come as Sri Krishna, when you are Vasudeva and Devaki. It is my promise to you, I am fulfilling my promise to be coming to you as a son. And as it is said that they were all very, very fearful of Kamsa before Lord Krishna appeared. As soon as Krishna appeared, Vasudeva offered Dandavat Pranam to Sri Krishna, who is in four-armed Vishnu form. And all the fear in the heart of Vasudeva vanished. Vasudeva got completely free of all the fears. And then Devaki offered prayers, Vasudeva offered prayers, heartfelt, loving prayers. And Devaki requested, I am still feeling fear from Kamsa. Vasudeva was free from fear. Devaki, as mother's heart, she felt, ki, I still fear Kamsa will come and attack you. Please hide your big form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Come as a small child. But before that, Krishna gave instruction that very immediately, oh dear father Vasudeva, please carry me from here to Gokul. And on my order, my sister Yogamaya has taken birth from the womb of Yashoda. She has given a birth to a female child. Exchange that child, carry me over there, keep me over there, and bring the daughter back to Mathura. So immediately on the order of Sri Krishna, Vasudeva left from there. Now there were many, 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 many doors which were locked, which were guarded by thousands of soldiers, so that Vasudeva and Devaki should not run away, not keeping their promises. All these soldiers got influenced by dreadful, uncontrollable sleep, and they went back to sleep. All the doors opened, as if somebody opened. All the locks were opened, doors were opened, and Vasudeva just went out as if it was an open gateway, open pathway. He went out of the house, house arrest house, walked all the way to bank of Jamuna, and Jamuna was flooding with happiness. Vasudeva was wondering, why? How will I cross over? Demigods were very happy, Varuna was very happy, Indra was very happy. They were showering rains of happiness. But so they were wondering, why? How will I go to fulfill my the order of the Lord that has given me? And he was walking and so how do I cross? But he said, went on walking inside, knee deep, waist deep, chest deep, face deep, nose deep, head deep. They started shouting, please save my child, may save my child. It is explained in Garuda Sahita also that the child fell down in water. Now how Lord will fall? Lord falls down. Because Yamuna Devi is Lord's dearest devotee. On the order of Lord, Yamuna Devi has appeared in the world. And she wanted to touch the feet of the Lord, take his blessings. Because she was rising from ankle to knee to waist to chest to face. And the Lord purposely fell down from the basket to give full blessing to Yamuna Devi. And Lord picked him up, put him back to the basket. Another story is explained that Lord took out his feet from the basket. And Yamuna Devi rose, touched his feet and immediately gave pathway. And Vasudeva walked like a full highway, through Yamuna. And water just came from behind without touching him. And Anantashesh came above him with all his thousands of woods, covering Sri Krishna as an umbrella. An honor. And Vasudeva walked all the way across Yamuna. Went to Nanda Bhavan in Gokul, not in Nandagaon today. They had come down to settle down on the bank of Yamuna. And by the power of Yogamaya, the influence of illusion that Yogamaya spelled on Yashoda, Yashoda just gave birth and she went to sleep out of exhaustion. Blani. She didn't know she has delivered a baby boy or baby girl. And it is explained that by the power of Yogamaya, everybody in Nanda Bhavan also went to sleep. All of them were sleeping like anything in Gokul. No one was awake. He could right enter in the house. One significant point to note. The house was not locked. After we entered the house, we were knocked the house, woken somebody up. Then there would have been an open secret and he came and exchanged. Then we will all come to know what happened. But Lord Krishna's desire was that it should happen incognito. The very significant Gokul's life is out of, free of all anxieties, free of all fear and worries, and there was no need of security there. The house was open. So Vasudeva walked in. Saw the beautiful girl lying next to Yashoda Mai, not crying at all, living very peacefully. So he put his child, male child, Sri Krishna, lifted up the girl child, put her back in the basket. Again Yamuna gave back, gave the way, and he went back to the Karagruha, that is the prison house. All the doors again closed one by one, all the locks were put immediately. He went back to and settled himself in the position where he was, all the chains came upon him immediately. And then the baby cried for the first time. As soon as the baby cried, baby girl cried, all the soldiers woke up. And they heard, they were supposed to immediately inform Kamsa as soon as the baby cried, the baby is born. So in the middle of the night, everybody is fast asleep, time was sleeping. As soon as Devaki became pregnant, it was explained in Bhagavatam that Kamsa was very, 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 very fearful. In water, in food and drink, in the household, in the window, out of the window, in the house, out of the house, in the bedroom, in the hall, in the courtyard, everywhere he was simply seeing his Kaal. Has he been there? He started seeing himself in the mirror without head. He's seeing, having head and eyes, but he sees that only body is there, the head is not there. They're all bad omens. Breeze will flow, he thought, he has come to kill me in the house. Servant said, Master, there is nobody here, and it's only breeze. No, no, he is there. Oh, I'm very tired. Give me some water. Then he gives him water. And he sees the water also, the Supreme Lord tried to kill him. And he drops the water. Oh, he's here also. Like that, he was totally haunted. Day and night out of fear. This kind of meditation is not good, by the way. And day and night thinking negatively of the Supreme Lord is not good. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. That is what is prescribed. Thinking of the Lord favorably, that is what is prescribed. Not unfavorably, or out of fear, out of enmity, out of envy. So, Kamsa came running in the middle of the night. He was trembling already. He thought, before the child grows up, let me kill him now only. So he came running with soldiers. He said, Devaki, give your child to me. Devaki said, this is not a boy, this is a girl. The prophecy said that it was supposed to be a boy. He laughed very loudly. He says, now even the demigods start telling lies. They are not keeping their words. But as per Narada Muni's guidance, I am not going to take any chance. Because my enemy can take a form of a woman, and form of a boy, anything. I am not going to take a chance. Devaki was saying, my dear brother, I love you very much. This is your bhanji. I will marry my daughter to your son. I promise you. In the custom also, the brother's son is married with sister's daughter, or sister's son is married with brother's daughter. That is possible. So she promised, this girl is fit for your compassion. She deserves your love and mercy. Please don't kill this female child. Let me have at least one child. You have killed my 6 children mercilessly. I lost my 7th child as miscarriage, because the world thought it was miscarriage. The world only saw as miscarriage reported. I lost all children. This is the only child ever. Let me raise her as my own child. I have undergone so much of pain. Kamsa, please save me and save my child. They dragged her from the hands of Devaki. And he wanted to smash as usual on the stone in the prison house. There were so many blood marks on his house made by Kamsa by smashing the children on the wall and the stone. And he was about to smash, but that personality was not ordinary personality. That personality was the internal potency of the Lord. She slipped from the hands of Kamsa. And it is explained that there was a chariot drawn by 1 lakh horses appeared in the sky. She went and climbed the chariot. She assumed 8 arms, held 8 weapons, and she was fully ornamented and fully decorated. Now all the demigods came and started worshipping her in the sky, and Kamsa is watching. What is happening? Who is this girl child? She is Durga herself, Parvati Devi, the power of Krishna. And she said, oh foolish Kamsa, your Kal, your enemy, the one who is going to kill you, is already gone somewhere. Why are you disturbing your sister unnecessarily? Why are you tormenting her, harassing her? Leave her alone. Immediately Kamsa became Galita Gatra. Galita Gatra means he just lost all the power. He just fell down. And he started repenting, started crying. He started begging pardon to Devaki and Vasudev. I'm so sinful. I've killed all your children. I'm so ruthless. I'm so sinful. I should be punished. Please forgive me. And then started telling philosophy afterwards to justify the activity. He said, I'm controlled by time. The world is controlled by time, and time is the most powerful entity in this world. And by the power of time, I'm like a katputli and like a puppet. And through my hands, the time has killed your 6 children. So I am not a guilty person. Please forgive me. And trying to somehow realize he was so sinful, because even the Akashvani has proved false. And believing in the Akashvani, I killed 6 children of Devaki. And now Akashvani has come false. So everything is waste of time. So he fell down. Imagine the magnanimity of the hearts of Sudev and Devaki. Even after their 6 children being smashed by the same Kamsa in front of their eyes, still they forgave him. Looking at his repentant mood, they said, my dear brother, no problem. We are not angry with you, we forgive you. And let us live very happily. You should release them and let them free. And Kamsa went back. And here in Gokul, next day, when by the desire of Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yashoda woke up, opened her eyes, and saw a beautiful blue child, like a blue Neelamani, next to her, shining like millions of suns. One thing I forgot to explain to you, that when Krishna was being carried by Vasudev, the night turned into day, because the power of millions of suns in the form of Krishna's blue body was lighting everywhere. It was not night time, actually it was daytime, but it was night time still, in the middle of the night. And same effulgence was noticed by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and they were very, very happy. You all should know that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they were living in Nandagaon. Nandagaon is about 50 kilometers from Mathura station, today also, it is existing there. And they didn't have children. They were almost 85 and 90 year old. Everybody was so happy by their good qualities. Nanda Maharaj was made king by the eldest son of Parjanya, that is Upananda, was made king first, and Upananda gave his kingdom to Nanda Maharaj, the middle son, looking at the glorious qualities of Nanda Maharaj. And everybody also accepted that activity. Nanda is the best of all these 5 sons. Everybody was so happy, but they were unhappy because Nanda and Yashoda didn't have any children. So they had a meeting and they decided that, okay, all of us should shift at the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna is a very auspicious river. By the mercy of Jamuna, living next to her, maybe we'll get sun. And there, the sun came. Everybody was so happy. And then Nanda Maharaj celebrated Nanda Utsava. On the birth of his child, it is said that he created 7 mountains across 2.5 miles area. 7 huge mountains of grains, decorated with jewels on top, decorated with flowers and fragrant items and jewels and ratna and manikas. And he donated all the mountains of grains to Brahmins, along with cloths, along with cows, and not ordinary cows, they were all Surubhi cows. They were decorated with golden horns and golden ankle bells. They were put nice silk shawls on the body, garlanded with golden bell on the neck. So many beautiful decorations for the cow. Each cow was decorated like that, and such lakhs and lakhs of cows. It is said 10 lakh cows donated to Brahmins immediately, along with jewels, along with tasty food, along with grains, along with clothes. And it was a big ceremony. All the ladies came running, beautifully decorated themselves with flowers and ornaments. They were running towards Nanda Bhavan, and they were throwing butter on each other. Now butter is so costly today. What does it show? That prosperity was so much, that butter was available abundantly. They had millions of cows whom they were serving very lovingly. And they were very, very rich. They had bhandars of all the jewels. Nanda Maharaj, he was as rich as Indra, the king of 10 gods. And there was a big celebration called Nandotsav, which we celebrate the next day of Janmashtami. And here, Kamsa next day went to his assembly and explained to Pralambasura and all the assembly of all the demons that what he did yesterday. He repented, he fell at the feet of Devaki, he begged pardon, and now he's free from all the sins, and now everything is fine. So Pralamba said, why? When you lift your bow and pull the pratyancha, the sound of your bow brings tremors to demigods. When you take out your sword, the shine of your sword makes them sweat in fear. Why are you so much worried? There is no need to worry. As the demigoddess in the sky has warned you that your killer has already taken birth, it is not very far from here. It's very close. So, I have a suggestion, Prabhupada said. He said, we will kill all the newborn infants born in the last 10 days. And this Vishnu, who is your enemy, who has taken birth somewhere in this world, wants to kill you. In the last life also, when you were Kalayavan, Vishnu had come and killed you. You have the memory that you have been killed by Vishnu, he is your enemy. You have come down as Kamsa, he has come down again somewhere. And this Vishnu is strengthened by the sages performing sacrifices, sages performing Agnihotras, sages serving cows, sages doing Dana Punya, Tirtha Yatra, Nadisnan. All these activities we must stop. We must kill the sages, must stop the Agnihotras, stop the Homas, stop the cow services, and kill all the infant children. That's how all the demons, they went all across Yashoda and Nandabhava's Kokul village. They killed all the children. Putana came, also killed young children by smearing poison on her breast. And then of course killed Krishna, killed Putana. Anyway, the story of Krishna will go on and on and on. It's so beautiful how Krishna performed his pastime. Suffice to understand what is the significance of all this in our lives. Our lives are meant to understand the divinity and the purpose behind Krishna's appearance and Krishna's activities. If you understand this, is there anything to stop? Thank you very much. Anyway, in a few minutes I will stop. Time is up. Okay, fine, fine. I'm perfectly fine. I also was one time in the crowd like this. I was a student. So going is all fine, no problem at all. But you have to understand that whether we are rich or poor, healthy or sick, beautiful or ugly, a good family or bad family, intelligent or not intelligent, poor or rich, the purpose of life remains same. Whether we are medical students, doctors, established consultant practitioners, or directors, controllers of medical institutions, hospitals, still, the purpose of life does not change. It remains same for a pauper and a rich man and an educated man. The purpose of life is to understand who the Lord is, what is our connection with Him, and how to reconnect with Him. The connection is very simple, to chant the holy name and connect with Him and perfect our lives. Thank you very much.